We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. We are starting 13 lines from the top of Mem Ches Amud Aleph, beginning with a line name of Katanoi. We had a memra of Rav before, Mekadosh B'milveh, Ein Mekadoshes. It means you Mekadosh was alone, it's not Mekadoshes. Zog Tumar, name of Katanoi. Let's say this din of Rav, maybe it's a Mechlekes Tanoi. We learned in a Brice like this. Heskachli B'shtar. You want to Mekadosh Yisho with a star. We're assuming right now it's a star chayv. Ramei Oimer Ein Mekadoshes. It does not work. Rav Leizer says it is Mekadeshes. It depends. Shamanis and Aniyar, you evaluate how much it's worth, how much the paper is worth. And yes, by Shavabrut, if the paper is worth Shavabrut, the Mekadeshes. Malav in Mekadeshes. Because the other Tuman Diyam hold that we don't care about the paper, because when you Mekadesh with the paper, you're thinking what's in it. Let's say it's the Chayiv. So you're thinking about the Chayiv, you're not thinking about the piece of paper. Rabbanon say no. That even if you can mekadesh with the chayiv, but you can mekadesh with a piece of paper. So the paper is worth shavah prutas mekadeshes, and now it's not mekadeshes. Now what are we talking about? Is it talking about star chayiv? Hai star hechidami. What type of star are we talking about? Ilim star chayiv dacherim. If it's someone else's star chayiv, which means you have someone who owes you money. Ruvain owes the husband money, the future husband. The husband takes that star that he has that Ruvain owes him money, gives it to the isha. He gave her a new star chayiv. So what does it say over here? Rameir says, Einu Mekadeshes. The problem with that is, we had a braisa of Zayin on Beis that says that if you Mekadesh with a star chayiv of Acherim, that Rameir says over there, that it is Mekadeshes. That's the braisa said on Mem Zayin on Beis. It brought down a braisa. We had, Eskashu b'shtar chayiv, v'shalem milve Acherim, v'her shalem reyom Mekadeshes. So be a stira Rameir Rameir. If someone has star chayiv, v'acherim, it's a stira Rameir Rameir. Taisa says you could answer, maybe here we're talking about a case where you didn't say Kani Lechashtar V'chol Shibudei, like we had before. If you want my name, you have to say that. So maybe here you didn't say that. He says, not Mashma. It's Mashma. You cannot use a Star Chayiv at any, you can't use the Star at all. So it's a Shver. If it's someone Star Chayiv D'Acherim, it's Tir Ramei Ad Ramei. Elav Star Chayiv D'Day. It's talking about where the Isha owes the husband money, this future husband. The husband says, here's his back, your Star Chayiv, and I want to Mekadosh you with that. Well, Mekadosh Milva Kamilfagliya. Mechlekes Mekadosh Milva. Ramei holds Einu Mekadeshes. He holds it's not. You can't Mekadosh with a Milva. Rav Elazar holds you could. So it turns out Rav's Alokas and Mechlekes Tanoim, if Mekadosh Milva or not. Zok Dimar, no. Om Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Chomayim Skinon. They will not talk about Ashtar Chayv at all. Going to Kitcha Bishtar, talking about Ashtar Erisin. Ashtar Sheil of Eden. We know from earlier on in the Masechta that you can Mekadosh a wife with a star. You write in the star, Hare At Mekadeshes Li, or Hare At Mereses Li, you write in the star, and you give it to her. Now, usually it needs Edom in the star. Here, they didn't put Edom into the star. But they gave it in front of Edom. He gave it to the Isha in front of Edom, this star that does not have Edom in it. So that's the Machlokes. Hachamai is going to go to the star, Sheil of Edom. Ramei L'Tamei, Ramei holds, Mesechus Gittin, Doma Ede Chasima Karti. What makes a star is the Chasima of the Edom. Not the star, not the writing of the star itself, it's the signing of the Edom make the star. And here, since you don't have a signed Edom, it's not a good star. It's not Mekadeshes. Rav Elazar L'Tamei Doma Edom Asir Karti. Rav Elazar holds Edom Asir Karti. You give it in front of Edom. The Edom you give it in front of make the star. Here it's a star Kedushin. It makes the star Kedushin. And therefore, it's good. It's Mekadeshes. Rabbanah Mesafka Luhu Karamei Karav Elazar. You're not sure who the Paschal like. Hilchoch. What you do is Shamanas in the Yard. You evaluate the piece of paper. And yes, we shall put the Mekadeshes. Then Lav Edom Mekadeshes. And if not, it's not Mekadeshes. Only if the paper has a value, it's a Mekadeshes. If not, it's not Mekadeshes. Now, are you going to ask me, who said, Lefi Rabbanon Yemesaf Galub? If you look back at the Brisa, it says, V'im Lav, if the paper has no value, ain't a Mekadeshes. It sounds like Hosea Grad Meir. It's not Mekadeshes. Zog Rashi, that it has to be, and Tosafos says it also, it has to be not Goyris, those words, M'lav Ein Mekadeshes. Because if you Goyris those words, then you would see Hosea Grad Meir. You're not Goyris those words. If we're not sure what Chum hold, and if it sounds like it's Mesupik, the Chum say, I don't know what to do. But shots up the paper, if the paper has a value, it's Mekadeshes. If not, I don't know what to do. So Akapam, that's the Pshat and the Smachlaikis, Rameir and Rolosa, it's totally Shitosai, Eide Chasim Karti, or Eide Mesir Karti. Vibba Yisema, another Mahalach, the Machlaikis, Rameir here in Rav Elazar would be like this, that Avadi wrote a star with Edom. It had Edom. What was the problem? You wrote the Shtar Erisin, you wrote this Shtar Kedushin, Shaloi L'Shma. You didn't write it, L'Shem, this Isha. But by saying, because Kosh Shaloi L'Shma. Ubid Rash Lakash Mechli. We're arguing in the Halacha of Rash Lakash. The Bayer Rash Lakash. Shaka Rash Shaila, early on in the Masechta, Shtar Erisin, Kosh Shaloi L'Shma Mahu. If you write a Shtar Erisin, Shaloi L'Shma, you didn't write it, L'Shem, this Isha, is it Kosh or not? What's the Bir HaShayla? Mahu, Havayi L'Yitziya Makshinon, since the whole Makar for Shtar by Kedushin is from Get, so Ma Yitziya Bino Shma, just like a Get Nizu Shma, Havayi Nizu Shma, so Kedushin Nizu Shma. Oidoma, Havayi Yitziya Makshinon. You makish the two type of Kiyonim to each other, the Kesef to the star. Ma avai the kesef, so kesef does not need lishma, lo yivin lishma, avai the star, not lishma. Star also does not lishma. So that was the suffix here of Resh Lakish. Bas of the bay, on the pasuk, the ma'is, after he had the shayli, he rethought it, and he said, you know what? The yotzev ha'yisim, makash avai le'etzia. And therefore, you need lishma. So like a part of Resh Lakish, you need the star, eris and lishma. Here, the case of the price was, you wrote the star, shloy lishma. So the man, the Yom HaRameyer, holds the Enim HaKadashas, Islay the Resh Lakish. Mar Islay the Resh Lakish. And he holds, since it's not Lishma, it's Pasal, it's not HaKadashas. Or Mar Leslay the Resh Lakish. And other man, the Yom, does not hold the Resh Lakish. And he holds that it's Kashi, even though it's not Lishma. And the Rabbanon on Masupik, and therefore they say, it depends how much the paper is worth. V'boi say, Manorah Mahalach in the Mechlekes, the Kuli Am Islay the Resh Lakish, Evan Agrees the Resh Lakish, Nil Lishma. And here you wrote it Lishma. But you didn't write it with her Das. You didn't have her Das. Welcome to Askeel, Shakashi Lishma, you wrote Lishma, Vishloim Adaito, at her Das. The Rav of Ravina, Rav Rav Shavi Kamifli. We had a Machlekes, the Itmar, Kosvu Lishma Shloim Adaito, Rav of Ravina Makadashas. Ravina both hold Makadashas, you don't hear a Das. Why? Just if I get, when you give a get to Isha, you don't hear a Das. We're learning a value from Seal, we're learning a Kedushin from Get. Just like Get, you don't hear a Das. Here's you don't hear a Das. Rav Rav Shavi, I'm Ain Makadashas, not Makadashas. Why? You do need her Das. Why? Just like by Get, you have the Das Makna, which is the husband. He's being Makna Isha back. He's a Das Makna. You have his Das. Here, with the Isha of Kedushin is the Makna, you need her Das. So you are being Makna Shavaya Letzia. That a Get and Kedushin are the same thing. Just like a Get, you have Das Makna. By Kedushin also you have Das Makna. So there's a Machoikis, we have to have Medaita. Here the case was in this price. So you did Shalom Medaita. And that's Machoikis. Ramayas says, Edema Kedashas holds you have to have Das. According to Rav Elazar, don't have to have Das. And again, there are Bonas Masupik. Bonas told you therefore you evaluate the paper. So Akapanam, this Machlekes is not a Machlekes of Karash B'Milva. We had a few other Pshatim in the Machlekes. Either it's Tali Ramey or Loza of Edech Simikarati, or it's Tali in Shaloi Lishma, or in Shaloi Medaita. Now Amor says, not a Machlekes Tanayim, maybe Rav is a different Machlekes Tanayim. Name a Kahayim Tanayim, maybe Rav is a Lach of Karash B'Milva. It's like these Tanayim. The Tanayim went to the Braisa. Aseli Shirim Nizom Metabots. The Isha asks a person who's who knows how to do these things. He's a Uman. He's a goldsmith, and he asks him, "Can you fix for me or make me a out of this piece of gold? Make me a necklace or an earring or a ring." And Vakajulach, I'm Kurdish to you. Kivan Ja'asam Mekadesh Rameya. Once he makes the jewelry for her, it's Mekadesh the Rameya. V'chom Eri Mekadeshes. Chom say it's not Mekadeshes. At Yigiyah Mamal Yada, until the moment reaches her hand. So what does that mean? If it means until it's not Makadeshus until the necklace reaches her hand or the bracelet reaches her hand, so then the shirim might be a bracelet or it's a necklace. Akapanim, Rashi says shirim is atzada, it's a bracelet. So it doesn't mean until the bracelet reaches her hand. So it means Rameya holds Makadeshus before that. You don't have to, it doesn't reach your hand. What's the kedushin then? It must be the moment. The Chumash is saying is that this making this piece of jewelry is not mekadesh. You have to give a different money. What's the machlekes? It's a machlekes of karash milva. And the Gemara explains, Vasabi. The kuliyama, everyone holds, yeshno l'schiris metchila v'atzayif. That means that while he is making this necklace or this bracelet, while he's producing it, while he's creating it, every time he works a pruta worth, she owes him the money. And she doesn't have to pay, like it's when you have ava, sometimes you have a time, you can pay back the ava in 30 days. You don't have to pay this ava until you finish the work, but as he's doing it, every time he finishes a pruta worth of creating this piece of jewelry, she owes him the money. There's a chiyuv schiris from beginning to the end. You don't have to pay it at the end, but start the chiyuv is chal the whole time. But have a milvan, it's ava. That's what I'm saying. Everyone holds this yeshu v'chiyuv schiris, it's a milvan. And my level, hokamifigi, the ma'asava, makadash, b'milvan, makadashas. The Tanakhama Rameyer holds that Makash Milva is Mekadeshus. Omar Sava, Makash Milva any Mekadeshus. All about the whole holds, Makash Milva is any Mekadeshus. So upon him, you see over here, the Mechalikas Tanayim over here, Makash Milva is Mekadeshus or not. So it's a Kashar Rav, Chayitz Mechalikas Tanayim. Loi, the Kuli Al Makash Milva any Mekadeshus. Everyone's not Mekadeshus. Vahachov, Yeshno, Schiris, Chilat Sevkamifli. They're arguing how it works with a Schiris, with the professionals work for you. The Mar Sava, Enoi, Schiris el abasoy. The schiris only chal at the end. That means that only at the end, when you finish the piece of jewelry, is all you have to pay. And at that time, you're giving her the piece of jewelry. Or ma'asava, yes, no, schiris chiv atzayif. The only man holds that the whole time it keeps on accumulating the chayiv that you owe, that she owes the uman, she owes the goldsmith. Al kapanim. So that's the machlekes here. One man holds yeshchir otzay if it's not hava. Yeshchir if you hold yeshchir yeshchir otzay it is hava. And that's but everyone who agrees, kashmul v'ne mekadashes. The Tosfos Rid asks over here, wants to understand that by yeshna l'schiras v'chilva otzayf, right? So it keeps it going in pruta increments. L'maisa, the last pruta, I only have to pay when you get it back, because the last pruta you made is chal at the end. So Teretz is, he's saying it's chal before I give it to the isha. So then by yeshna l'schiras, even though yeshna l'schiras elav asayif, also it's when you finished it, it's chal d'chiv, and it doesn't happen when you give it to her. So why is it better if you hold yeshna l'schiras elav asayif? Why is it better? Because Teretz is, he's saying when I give it to you. So then why by yeshna l'schiras chal atzayif? What about the last pruta? That's the kasha Tosfos asks. Tosfos is printed at the end of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Zok Tosfos that tshuva. Gam pruta achrayna have a milva gaba. Even the pruta achrayna is milva gaba. Chugiyah kli yada. Ad afagav lo yavla kli. You don't even give it the kli. Michi gomra, when you finish the kli, is chayiv alei behi pruta. You chayiv rei that last pruta. Kehechad chayiv pruta rashayna, so you have the first prutas. Af apis a kli biyada. Even though he's holding on to the kli. Aval man di oma ein iskir sel abasayif. But if you hold ein iskir sel abasayif, af apis a gomra kol a kli, even though you finished all kli, ein ima chayiv is like klom, you're not machayiv to give anything after you eat lo a kli. Higlav milvi. He says it's more than just that it goes, accumulates the chiv to pay. It's not even chal. The only thing is, it's not even chal until I give the kli back to the isha. And that's what dear, it's not hava. And that's the machlokes over here between a man and a chamim. If yeshna l'schiras v'chilat seif or ain l'schiras elav seif. Vi bayi say not a taris. Kulam yeshna l'schiras v'chilat seif. So it should be hava. Umekash milvei mekadeshes. And mekash milvei mekadeshes. So what's the machlokes here? Ba'ocha ba'uman koina v'shvach kli kamifugi. The arguing if when a uman creates a keli, and it gets, now, it turns a piece of gold into a piece of jewelry, and it gets more value. Who owns that value? The one man, the amasav, he owns that shvach, he owns that. And when he gives it to her, it's like he's selling it to her. He's giving her something, and therefore it's kedushin. Masav, the woman is not koina, and therefore it's a regular schiris. Like Rashi explains in the masav, the woman koina mishvachli. And the Rashi says, the chol mashem mishbiach in a milvala bayla milva kli hu zeichi zeichi the kli kshmach zero loy bischara kotzov ahi shait arei kumerchle. At that time, he's like he's selling it to her. And he buys him a kuli ama ein kumer kumer shachli. Another teretz is even holds einum kumer shachli. But yes, a schir is a schir outside, which means it's halva because it's schir schir outside. And mekash bo veinu mekadeshas. Welcome, my skin on the case over here is because your house of law noifach mashaloi. He added on a little bit of gold to the piece of jewelry. The matzava milva upruta daita apruta. When there's a hava and there's a pruta, so daita apruta. Daita apruta. Matzava daita milva. When you get a hava and a pruta, what's your das on? The hava part or the pruta part? He added on something extra. So I think he added an extra, so that maybe my das is on the extra part. Or maybe my das is on the whole thing and it's a hava. So I'm getting the whole entire piece of jewelry. That's why I'm so excited. I'm getting the piece of jewelry itself, the one that my gold, it turned to jewelry. That's why I'm so excited. And that's hava. So that's the machlokes if daita a pruta or milva, or just daita on the pruta itself. Read it some more time. The masava milva a pruta, daita a pruta, masava daita a milva. And that's the machlokes, Rameir Nechamim, if your das is solely on the pruta or also on the milva, and we hold the kash milva in the kadeshas.